I've set up nurseries all over Australia over my 45 years of self-employment in horticulture.
Outback Pride is a project that started in 2001. Its aim was twofold: to find and save some of the native Australian bush foods and to develop cultivation sites within Aboriginal communities to grant them ownership and empowerment of a seed-to-plate industry. The people behind it are Mike and Gail Quamby of Reedy Creek in southeast South Australia.
I am a plant whisperer, I hope, from way back, and I just love making plants happy, and if it also then means that Australia can be proud because it has its own Australian cuisine at long last, which has always been there but they haven't noticed it, maybe contributed something. So I spent 6 or 8 months out bush with Aboriginal elders finding the last remaining stands of the best bush foods, and we did 250,000 kilometres doing that process. And then with all our facilities here, we brought seed and cutting material back here of those best selections, and then worked out how to propagate them, to cultivate them. Then we invented the machinery and dragged it all the way back out. In the meantime, the grapevine happened, and where we thought we were going to help one or two communities, we, in 2003, we assessed 16 communities and put in 6 gardens, big gardens. And the beauty of Australian native food is it is their food. We have signed an MOU with each of the communities that we've done, which says that we will not put a PVR, in other words, plant variety protection, on any species that belongs to them. And we won't sell bush food plants to any other Australians other than Indigenous people.
Mike puts in 1,000 plants a day here at the Reedy Creek Nursery, many of which were on the verge of extinction. As the demand for bush tucker grows, his treks into central Australia become harder to fit in.
We drive usually about 1,200 kilometres a day out bush. This is an interesting one. Munyaru is the most common Aboriginal name. This grows all the way along the track, Oodnadatta track. If Burke and Wills had eaten this, which happens to be one of the most important Aboriginal foods in that area, they would have well and truly survived.
The fire's on and nice and warm. I call Mike my tree chaser, and he is. It's really wonderful, but I've been very lucky to have grown up in the outback of Australia.
Gail Quamby is the daughter of renowned artist and serviceman Rex Batterby. Reginald Ernest Batterby was severely injured in World War I, and on his return home, he travelled to the centre of Australia to paint. One of the many people he came across was the then unknown Albert Namajira.
So the deal was that Albert Namajira showed Dad his land, his country, and taught him about his culture, and the exchange was that Dad taught Albert Namajira to paint. So when Dad was painting with Albert and his kin, I was off running with the children eating bush tucker.
The young Gail watched her father battle to showcase the work produced by his Aboriginal student. Albert Namajira went on to become one of the most prominent Aboriginal artists in Australia.
The people were proud people with strong families, and they were literate and numerate in up to 5 languages. And how could we have let it happen that now it's like a third world out in the outback? And yet there's billions of dollars spent on education in the bush. In my humble opinion from my short lifetime that I've witnessed is that in creating a generation of entitlement to people, by giving people too much money and not enough life skills, we create victims without any sort of direction. And I see that we've taken the pride out of the outback. But when young fellas ask me for $20, Missy, give me $20, Missy, it's like poison. I say, no, I will give you this shovel.
What we didn't really count on was the apathetic attitude of Australians towards their own cuisine. There's some 2,500 Australian native food plants that Indigenous people ate. When the Poms came out, they brought 4 of theirs, and we've been eating them ever since.
It wasn't until the Quambys enlisted the help of celebrity chefs that the general public started to show an interest. This will be the first year that Outback Pride makes a profit.
Kylie Kwong is, you know, she's a lovely lady in Sydney and on MasterChef, and we've been getting to her restaurant boxes of hand-picked things from Reedy Creek. Right, native foods, they're the new food of the future. But we've always been very careful not to overstimulate the market without being able to sustainably supply in an ethical sense. We adore our distributors around Australia and for overseas. And so many times they come back to us and say, oh, but, you know, Jamie Oliver wants 100 kilos of something to go in Coles next week. And we say, well, come on, mate. Be real.
Outback Pride boasts the planting of 500,000 bush foods in 26 communities. Some of the sites have petered out, but others are thriving. Gail Quambi knows there is no silver bullet, but has faith the work she and her tree chaser are doing will ensure real and sustainable change.
Like, as a business person, I struggle with the other person that's a grandmother. You know, the two sides of me. The grandmother wants the children to eat this comfort. Come on, quick, get something other than just that can of Coke your mother's given you for breakfast. And the business side of me says, oh, there's the profit. I have to trust that child who ate a nutritious breakfast will, when they're 20 or 30, say, I remember Kachara, I remember that bush tucker, and there will be people that will stand up and participate in this industry. I know, it'll happen.